Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And here to talk about that and the unfortunate concerning news that happened after the fact with Zach Eflin from the Baltimore Sun. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. He's out there in sunny Arizona with the birds of Baltimore. Let's welcome back Matt Weirich. Matt, what is up? Well, good morning, your time. Good afternoon here in Baltimore, of course.
Hey, fellas, how we doing?
Good. We're doing all right. Before we get to Eflin, and I just said, you know, I'm usually wrong, if you look at it in totality, and they've had their blowout wins, and they've had their pants pulled down and got blown out themselves, was last night's game the best game they played so far this season?
It certainly felt like the most complete game. I mean, you get the great start from Zach Eflin, which has become a commonplace here over his first three outings. You get the bullpen locking it down on the back end, the offense struck early, it struck throughout the game, it strung a couple of rallies, it showed a home run. There was a misplayed ball in the outfield by Cedric Mullins and what has become a bit of a concerning trend there of outfield defense. But, you know, that aside, I think, yeah, this was a really complete performance and one I think the Orioles are hoping to build off of here as they try to get their first series win of the year.
Now, Zach was the better Zach last night ahead of Gallen. The Orioles' offense, the approach was great, as Brandon Hyde said to everybody out there after the game. But Eflin, 73 pitches, brilliant third straight quality start, but the shoulder fatigue, I guess we don't have any sort of information yet, Matt, but based on your, if you were wearing your mood ring last night in that clubhouse and in the post-game press conference, what's that mood kind of saying right now with the concern level for Eflin?
Yeah, it didn't seem like anyone was overly concerned about it. You know, Zach Eflin certainly was pretty optimistic, saying it was a precautionary move to take him out of the game. You know, Brandon Hyde noticed his velocity was down a little bit in that sixth inning. It was only, look at the Statcast numbers, 0.7 miles per hour on his fastball, so it didn't look like something that was really hindering him. You know, maybe he could have gone back out there, I don't know. But certainly after last year landing on the injured list with the Orioles with shoulder inflammation that knocked him out for the minimum 15 days down the stretch last year, it's something they obviously want to be pretty careful with, especially considering how valuable Eflin is to this rotation right now.
Now, Matt, if there is something that keeps him at a start or two, Kyle Gibson doesn't appear to be ready. Are we looking at bullpen games? Is there a secret name that we don't know about? Obviously, Mort needs to step up tonight, among others. If Eflin misses a start or two, what's plan C, D, E, F, all the way down to Z, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, they're certainly thin on the starting pitching options right now. You know, Suarez moving to the 60-day IL yesterday. He's going to be out for a while. Gibson not ready yet. So the names to watch for me would be Brandon Young. He's looked outstanding so far to begin the AAA season with somebody who got on the front office radar with his strong season last year, was their minor league pitcher of the year, finishing up the year in AAA Norfolk. Kind of came out of nowhere a little bit, wasn't exactly a highly touted prospect, but is somebody who was added to the 40-man roster and would be a potential to get a major league debut here if another rotation spot opens up.
Didn't he just throw like a five-inning no-hitter or something in his last outing? Is that the guy we're thinking of here?
Yes. Brandon Young? He was looking. I don't believe he's given up a run yet so far in AAA. So a bit of a maybe an up and down spring. Wasn't great to start off the Grapefruit League play, but you know, throws with a lot of velocity and has a pretty deep repertoire, so it seems like something that could play as a major league starter.
Matt Weirich, Baltimore Sun, talking Orioles in Arizona, 9:40 Eastern Time, Game 2, Charlie Morton against Merrill Kelly, battle of right-handers in that one. And you mentioned the outfield defense. And Mullins, we don't expect him to be a liability there, even though he misplayed on the field. But Kerstad, O'Hearn, I mean, we're not talking about the 1988s here when it comes to outfield defensive abilities. But I said, and keep in mind they don't ask me for my opinion, I'd run this entire lineup back trying to get some level of consistency, some, I don't know, get the offense in somewhat of a flow. If they were going to tweak the lineup to some capacity against Kelly, what would you anticipate it being?
Well, I think the primary thing is Tyler O'Neill got the day off yesterday, and I'd imagine he's going to be back right in there somewhere. So maybe Ryan O'Hearn's not in the outfield. Maybe they give Ryan Mountcastle a day off and put O'Hearn at first base, getting that lefty-righty set up. You know, it's notable, though, the Orioles have not trotted out the same lineup yet through 11 games, 2 days in a row. In fact, they have not had the same group of nine starting position players in the lineup in any order for any two games this season. So it's been a whole lot of mixing and matching from Brandon Hyde so far. So I'd be shocked if we see the same lineup, but certainly Tyler O'Neill, I expect to be back in the lineup tonight.
Matt, well, with him doing that and switching so much, is he trying to find things out, you know, early in the season? Is that what he's trying to find?
Yeah, it seems like he wants to get, you know, some kind of consistency in the lineup. It certainly seems like, you know, some of the younger players might benefit from being in the same spot in the lineup multiple days, and he acknowledged as much yesterday, but said, you know, this is still early in the season. They're trying to figure out what a winning combination looks like, and, you know, they haven't settled on anything to try to give it multiple games to see how that works just yet, and they obviously value their platoon matchups a lot, so that's going to play a role. But, you know, I'd like to think, and I assume that they are going to try to get to a point where there's some semblance of a regular everyday lineup here over these next couple of weeks that we start to see maybe with some more consistency.
Now, Bob and I, we were talking early in the show about Kerstad. I mean, it's nice he gets those opposite field singles and stuff, but we're looking, with the way that he plays the outfield and stuff, we're looking for more big bangers.
Yeah, where's the 100-mile-an-hour exit velo? Where's that $100,000?
We saw it in spring. You know, he certainly is capable of that power still, and I think that's something they're expecting out of him. You know, we've talked, he didn't play the first two games of the season. He's gotten off against most lefties to start the year. He only started one game against a lefty, I believe. So that has maybe hindered his ability to settle in to a rhythm this year and maybe start to hit barrel up more of those baseballs. But it's still so early in the season. You know, he's still made some pretty good contact so far. I'd expect those home runs to start coming for him at some point here.
Matt Weirich, Baltimore Sun. Orioles taking on the Diamondbacks tonight, 9:40 first pitch local time. Since the Mountain, Cano, and Soto all went yesterday, if there's a save situation tonight, which would be the first time this season it happened for the Orioles, who's getting the ball in the bottom of the ninth?
I think it would be Sir Anthony Dominguez. I mean, he's somebody who was their closer down the stretch last year and has really looked good so far this season. You know, had a really rough spring training, but talked to him about that last week, and he said he was tipping some of his pitches. He made some modifications to his delivery to improve his control and not tip pitches. So he seems to be found more rhythm here, found a better spot with his mechanics, and it certainly showed up. I mean, we all know that when Dominguez is right, you know, with how hard he throws, he has the potential to be one of the best relievers in baseball. It's just finding that consistency for him has been the issue over the years. So I would imagine that he's going to be their top option. But like you said, this is going to be their first save opportunity of the season when it comes. So it's anyone's guess, really, at this point, who they send them out for the ninth.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
I'm
Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.